In one sense, it's new ground for the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Christine Lagarde is the first woman selected to take over the reins of the body. In another sense, it's very much old ground for the IMF because for the 11th time out of 11, this isn't a European who's heading up the IMF. And for the fifth time out of 11, it's a person who's in France. Her term starts on July 5th. Lagarde is currently the French finance minister. Joining us now is Liz Alderman, chief business correspondent for the International Herald Tribune, the global edition of our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What do we know about Lagarde and how she might handle the debt debt problems facing the Eurozone, not just in Greece, but throughout the Euro?
Well, it's true, as you opened up this discussion, I mean, Madame Lagarde is yet another European at the helm of the IMF. Emerging markets had actually tried to sort of wrest that position away from the Europeans for the first time in about in the 60 years or so that the IMF has been up and running. But Mrs. Lagarde managed to persuade all of her backers that because of the very serious economic crisis and debt crisis that has stricken Europe, that it was absolutely imperative to have another European at the helm. And certainly her first task once she starts work on July 5th will be to turn her attention to Greece, where the government is today about to vote on austerity measures that the IMF and its other European partners have demanded in order for Greece to receive a new tranche of financial aid that would effectively help it escape an immediate default.
Well, let me ask you, Liz Alderman of the International Herald Tribune, Lagarde is already putting all of her eggs in the basket of avoiding default by any means necessary. She said several times that a default by any government has to absolutely be avoided. So what happens if she's made that her calling card and then Greece defaults or another country defaults?
Certainly, it's in the IMF's main concern is exactly what you just said, avoiding a default. But it's also the concern of all European leaders as well as the European Central Bank. So this is something that the IMF would be working with European partners to try to avoid. And the main reason is because there is a fear that if Greece does default on its debts, that could possibly trigger what some people are calling a Lehman Brothers-like scenario that would spread contagion to a variety of European banks, particularly French banks, as well as start to infect some of the other weaker countries once again, like Ireland and Portugal, which could engender a sort of a chain reaction again in the banking system and in financial markets. So the IMF absolutely has a priority of making sure with its European partners that Greece doesn't default.
Do we have a sense from Christine Lagarde of the IMF that she's after she gets past this sort of crisis mode that she'll be looking into actually changing economic models or changing policies to countries that are part of the IMF?
One of the main reasons why she wound up being chosen for the IMF is because she was able to overcome the concerns of these emerging market countries who actually for a long time have wanted to see their own powers and representation increased at the IMF. So that's certainly something to look forward to. She's said that she's going to sort of change the governance at the IMF to make it even more, to give those countries even greater representation as they start to overtake the Western economies as the most powerful economies in the world.
That is Christine Lagarde, first woman selected to take over the IMF. Liz Alderman spoke to us. She's chief business correspondent for the International Herald Tribune, which is the global edition of our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.